The Clark Fork River begins its journey near Warm Springs, Montana, draining a broad mountain watershed before winding through Missoula and eventually crossing into Idaho. It is one of the longest rivers in the Pacific Northwest drainage, and for fly fishers, it is a classroom that never stops teaching. The river's character shifts constantly, from braided gravel flats to compressed canyon runs, from slow meandering bends to technical pocket water. And the fish move with it. Learning to read the Clark Fork isn't just about catching more trout. It's about understanding a living system, why reading water matters on the Clark Fork. Many rivers reward a single approach. The Clark Fork demands versatility. Snowmelt from the Bitterroot, Blackfoot, and Rattlesnake drainages pushes flows dramatically in May and June, blowing out visibility and repositioning fish to the margins. By late July, the river drops and clarifies, and trout stack in predictable lies. Come September, cooling temperatures trigger aggressive pre-winter feeding. Each phase of the season changes where fish hold and how they behave. And none of that is legible without a working knowledge of river hydraulics. The Clark Fork also carries a complicated history. Decades of mining contamination upstream near Anaconda left their mark, but extensive remediation efforts have restored much of the river's health. Today, the Missoula Reach and the sections below the former Milltown Dam, removed in 2008 in one of the largest dam removal projects in U.S. history, support healthy populations of West Slope cutthroat, brown trout, and rainbow trout. Reading the water here means reading a river in recovery, one that rewards careful observation. Current seams, where two worlds meet. A seam is the boundary between fast water and slow water, and it is the single most important feature to identify on any trout river. Fish are energy-efficient predators. They want to hold in slow or still water while intercepting food carried by the current, and seams are exactly where that exchange happens. On the Clark Fork, seams form along the edges of mid-channel boulders, at the margins of gravel bars, and wherever a tributary or side channel rejoins the main flow. Look for a visible line on the surface where choppy, faster water meets a smoother, darker lane. That transition zone is your target. Cast your fly so it drifts naturally along the seam, neither dragging in the fast current nor stalling in the slack. A drag-free drift through a seam will outfish a sloppy presentation in prime water every time. During high water in late spring, seams shift toward the banks. Trout abandon mid-river lies and tuck into flooded vegetation edges, behind submerged willows, and along cut banks where the current slows. Adjust your reading accordingly. The seam you fished in August may be 10 feet shoreward in June. Eddies, slack water with a purpose. An eddy forms downstream of any obstruction. A boulder, a bridge piling, a sharp bend in the bank, where the main current wraps around and reverses direction. The result is a circular, often calm pocket of water that collects everything the river carries: foam, debris, insects, and fish. On the Clark Fork, large eddies behind mid-river boulders are among the most productive lies on the river. Trout hold at the eddy's upstream edge, called the eddy fence, where the reverse current meets the downstream flow. This is a feeding station. Food arrives continuously from both directions. Approach these spots carefully. The swirling currents in an eddy create complex drag on your fly line, so a reach cast or a pile cast that gives your fly a few extra seconds of drag-free drift is often essential. For river navigation, whether wading or floating, eddies are rest stops. When wading heavy current, move from eddy to eddy rather than fighting the main flow. When rowing or paddling, eddies allow you to pause, scout downstream, and reposition without losing ground. On the Clark Fork's stronger gradient sections, this skill is not optional. Riffles, oxygenated, alive, and underrated. Riffles are the shallow, broken water sections where the river tumbles over a gravel or cobble substrate. The water is rarely more than knee-deep. The surface is textured and white-capped, and the oxygen content is high. Riffles are the river's nursery and its cafeteria. Nymphs, caddis larvae, and stonefly nymphs thrive in riffle substrate. During a hatch, trout move into riffles to feed aggressively, often in water so shallow their dorsal fins break the surface. The Clark Fork has excellent riffle habitat throughout the Missoula Reach and in the braided sections above town. Look for feeding fish in the softer lanes within the riffle. Slight depressions in the riverbed create microseams where trout can hold without fighting the full force of the current. Wading riffles requires attention to footing. The Clark Fork's cobble bottom is notoriously slick, particularly in early season when algae coats the rocks. Use a wading staff, felt-soled boots or rubber soles with aggressive studs, and shuffle your feet rather than lifting them. Move upstream at an angle using the current to help stabilize your stance. Never wade faster water than you can safely exit. Pools, deep water, patient fish. A pool forms where the river slows and deepens, typically at the base of a riffle or at the outside of a bend. The current drops its energy and the riverbed scours out. Pools are where large trout rest, particularly during the heat of summer or the cold of winter, when metabolic demands favor energy conservation over active feeding. Reading a pool on the Clark Fork means identifying its three zones. The head of the pool, where the riffle transitions into deeper water, is the prime feeding lie. Current delivers food here and depth provides security. The body of the pool holds fish but requires a slower, more deliberate presentation. The tail of the pool, where the water shallows and speeds up again, is often overlooked but can hold surprisingly large fish in low light conditions. Approach pools from downstream and below. Trout face upstream, and a careless wader entering from above will spook every fish in the pool. On the Clark Fork's larger pools, a long leader and a careful upstream presentation will consistently outperform a rushed approach. Runs, the transitional water. A run is the water between a riffle and a pool. Deeper than a riffle, faster than a pool, with a relatively uniform current and moderate depth. Runs are often overlooked by anglers focused on the more dramatic features, but they hold fish consistently throughout the season. On the Clark Fork, long runs are common in the canyon sections and in the straightened reaches below Missoula. The key to fishing a run is identifying subtle structure within it. A submerged boulder that creates a micro eddy, a slight depression in the riverbed, a change in current speed along one bank. These small features concentrate fish in what might otherwise appear to be featureless water. Swing a streamer through a run with a downstream mend, or dead drift a nymph rig through the deeper lanes. Both approaches can be highly effective. Clark Fork specific tips. The Clark Fork fishes differently depending on where you are and when you arrive. A few observations that apply specifically to this river. Snowmelt timing is everything. Peak runoff typically hits in late May to mid-June. During this window, fish the margins, shallow flats, backwater channels, and flooded banks, rather than the blown-out main channel. The Blackfoot confluence near Bonner adds significant volume and can extend high water conditions well into July in heavy snow years. The Milltown Reach has transformed. Since the removal of Milltown Dam in 2008, the river has been actively rebuilding its channel in the former reservoir area. New gravel bars, forming riffles, and recovering habitat make this stretch increasingly productive and increasingly interesting to read. Expect the structure to continue evolving. The Missoula Urban Reach is accessible and productive. Don't overlook the river running through town. Public access is good, the fish are present, and the combination of bridge structure, riprap banks, and parkside pools creates diverse holding water. Evening caddis hatches in this reach can be spectacular from June through August. Gradient changes signal transitions. Where the Clark Fork steepens, particularly in the canyon sections west of Missoula, the character of the water changes rapidly. Pocket water replaces pools and fish hold tight to structure. Slow down, shorten your casts, and work each piece of water thoroughly. Watch the cottonwoods. When the cottonwood seeds are flying in late June, the river is often transitioning from runoff to summer conditions. It's a reliable phenological cue that the fishing is about to improve dramatically. Practical takeaways. Reading the Clark Fork is a skill built over seasons, not afternoons. But a few principles will accelerate the learning curve. Always look before you cast. Spend 5 minutes observing a stretch before you wade into it. Identify the seams, locate the eddies, note where the riffle transitions to a run or pool. Fish the structure, not the open water. Respect the river's seasonal rhythms. The Clark Fork in June is a different river than the Clark Fork in September, and the fish know it even if you don't. Adjust your expectations, your tactics, and your reading accordingly. And finally, move slowly. The Clark Fork rewards the angler who takes time to understand what the water is telling them. The fish are there. The structure is there. The story is written in the current. You just have to learn to read it.